An explosive start.
Collingwood Army out of their seats.
An extraordinary finish.
Dom Sheen, what can he do from this pocket?
Now, relive every massive moment.
That is incredible. That is unbelievable.
This is the 2018 AFL Grand Final. Shut up.
This Triple M Footy Classic call for Trade Institute Victoria. Study building and construction from home. Go to tiv.vic.edu.au.
An electrifying start to the 2018 Grand Final. It's the Magpies by 17 points at quarter time, 5-1-31. The West Coast Eagles, 2-2-14. Paul Roos, Chris Judd.
Yeah, well, I think they smashed them early with their handball out of stoppages and handball out of congestion. And so game style versus game style, Juddy, it looks like it's in Collingwood's favour. Having said that, when your better players start getting hold of the ball and you win from stoppage and go forward quickly into a dangerous forward line, that's how West Coast got back into the game.
It's the only time they're able to move the ball quickly, isn't it, when they win the ball at stoppage? Still, some of their key movers would want to get their hands on the ball a bit more. We've spoken about Elliot Yeo. Only had the three touches, Greenwood doing a job on him. Whether it's time to even send him to side bottom to ask Nathan Buckley the question or moving to half back, he's too good a player to have three touches in the quarter of football.
It certainly hurts their midfield, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, of recent times, he's your 30-plus possession midfielder that can mark at both ends and kick goals. So, yeah, that's really hurting the Eagles at the moment.
Nairs and Dock, anything down there for Bob Jane?
Jeremy Howe had that left ankle restrapped at quarter time. That was his troublesome one heading in. The good news for the Eagles, Ryan and Darling are starting this quarter on the ground after getting extensive work at the end of that first quarter.
Ash.
Taylor Adams, JB, number one ranked player. 8 disposals, a couple of tackles.
He's been very, very good. Getting ready to start this second term. Look at this weather, by the way, Duke. Everyone thought it was hail and sideways rain. It's absolutely magnificent.
Picture perfect Melbourne day it is. Sunshine cast over the MCG. 100,000 plus for grand final day. And it was a pulsating start to this game. The Magpies threatened to blow this one right out of the water. First 5 goals of the grand final. But a credit to the composure of the West Coast Eagles. 2 late goals has this at a 17-point margin. We're waiting to get this second quarter underway. Lysette did a really nice job on Brody Grundy in the first quarter. Umpire, perfect bounce. Lysette again, beautifully taken by Pendlebury. His kick, though, just off the side of the boot to the wing. Phillips, well played at the end by Thomas, came through and took clean possession, got it back to Pendlebury, weaved his way through, gives it back to Thomas, steers it inside forward 50. Not sure about that from Cole. Just slapped the footy to ground level. Opens it up for Taylor Adams. Inside forward 50 to City End go the Magpies. And a strong tackle from Hutchings on Stevenson. The umpire says, give it to me.
Yeah, even that move forward, Roosie, by Collingwood is quite aggressive. And they're able to move the ball freely, aren't
quickly.
They? With not much pressure.
Yep.
Pendlebury getting involved. Hooks it around. Schofield, a defensive fist. Cole over the top. Jetta had to focus on the footy. Through came Yeo. And he's taken out. 50 yeah. From home.
Yeah, they're so much slicker around the ball, aren't they? They get it out into space so much quicker because they're really short hands are really, really good and their spread has been fantastic.
Magpies to the City End in this second term, lead by 17 points. Early stages, second term of the granny. Grundy able to take clean possession and the snap almost works. Cole, a little handball, not sure it was on. Now Hearn's got to work. Just pounds it down the line. Darling has been unsighted so far in this game of footy. Side bottom went and got it and just stepped past. No, got pushed over. And it's going to be thrown in, Jack Darling, Ash.
Yeah, only one handball and Liam Ryan, he's statless as well.
Two-man Mark Hutchings has got the straight tag on still side bottom. How's that gone?
Yeah, side bottom only 4 possessions. Hutchings won.
I don't reckon it's as aggressive a shutdown tagging job as we saw in round 17, though, for instance, Duke.
Chris Jard and Paul Roos back there with the Triple M special comments. Just hearing some light showers coming through the Werribee area. It's about half an hour. In the west of the MCG, perfect sunshine at the moment. Treloar, and as Roosie and Juddy said, they step through traffic with ease. They get it out to Maynard, the Magpies. Inside forward 50, this kick goes. One-on-one contest, fisted away from DeGoey. Jetta gets back, almost threw that back out to Barris. Not sure how he did that. Barris's kick under pressure. The pink long ball.
The pink!
Nearly took a ripping mark.
And then didn't. Ball into the hands of Treloar. Here he is, Pig. He gets absolutely pounded into by Ryan. A little one from McGovern. Very clever. Nice composure. Found Kennedy.
Gee, they had a fast play there too. And you can see again, difference in game style. If that's Collingwood coming out of defence, that's already inside your forward 50.
But Kennedy, Ryan's in a bit of trouble here. He might have got dinged with that block. He'll get to the line. We'll get to Nez and Dock when they have a good look. This is McGovern, half back. Got Venables just off the ground. Or on the ground even. He goes to Yo instead, and that's a nice mark. Good one-on-one win for Elliot Yo against the Pig Greenwood. High ball forward. Kennedy to come back at the footy. Jeez, I thought he had a nice piece of his jumper. Venables able to pick it up. Can't get boot to ball. Cripps then brought it back in. He can't get boot to ball. She said, letting this game go, which we like in a grand final, by the way. Let's get down to you, Doc.
Yeah, Liam Ryan just getting looked at by the Docs. They've got him up. I think he got a knock to the left knee in that impact that we saw. He looks to be moving a little freer, JB. Keep an eye on him.
Yeah, you're spot on, Doc. Chemist Warehouse replay screen. Exactly what happened. A knee on knee. Venables trying to surge it forward, side bottom. Did really well back there. Spear to handball to Chris. Running through defensive 50. Stops and puts it out to Stevenson, but well played out there. Cole took possession, took off, picked out Lacroix. Awkward ball in the end for Lacroix. He got somersaulted in a tackle. Brilliantly done by Howe. Upended him, and it was all fair out of bounds. So a thrown-in ball at the punt road end. It's the West Coast Eagles deep in attack.
Super call by the umpire to let that go. Lacroix held his head down for a long time. Really good call to have that play on.
Ball in, Lysette to the back. Chewy handball, Hutchings the snap, misses. Missed opportunity there for West Coast, 2-3-15 to 5-1-31. Triple M Ream scoreboard.
As he keeps pointing out, they are quick to play the ball on the Magpies. Really, they love taking the game on. Yo's had some trouble early, and he's gone again, Elliot Yo. Well played, Goldsack. You hear the advantage call. Thomas Spears a handball out to Adams, who has had an enormous amount of the footy. Short ball to Treloar was well played. McGovern back there. They're going to have to put some time into him as this kick goes inside forward 50. It's Cox. Nice. McGovern. Cox brought it to ground. Or Barris almost a throw back there. Shuey defensive kick is going to find Jetta. Jetta trying to take on Barco. Gone. Beautifully done, Barco. To the goal square. DeGoey trying to get a run on it. Stevenson the other way. Schofield slapped forward to DeGoey. Stevenson gets it back to Phillips. Hearn wraps him up. Managed to somehow get boot to ball. And that is a pretty good result for the Magpies. A boundary throw him about 20 metres around from their city end goal.
Is that Schofield? Great effort. I think he had the goey and he also went over and spoiled another Collingwood player. So it was a 1v2 that he ended up squaring. It was a great effort.
Louis Jetta. She's a grand final, mate.
Yep.
Just keep it nice and simple. What the hell? Sheed end on end. Marked by Aish. Oh, it's going to come back in. Fair way from home. See something he likes. It's Big Mason! Couldn't hang on. Thumped away from him. They've done a good job on Mason Cox. Main, Sire now. Touch. You heard the umpire touch footy, so it's going to be play on. I'm not sure Shannon Hearn actually heard. He was taken in the tackle anyway, ball up.
I don't know. How do we hear it up here and they can't hear it on the ground? I guess
we've got the mic. 39 tackles, Collingwood. West Coast just with the 23. And that's a big part of what's happening in this game so far.
5-1-31, plays 2-3-15. It's the Magpies inside forward 50 with the lead. Phillips tucked up on the boundary line. Fisted over by Cripps. And they will reload again. The Triple M Ream scoreboard. If your hot water needs replacing, accept nothing less than Australia's best. Install a Ream. It is the Magpies by 16 points. And we have played 6 minutes in the second quarter.
Yeah, Cox still statless, so you mentioned JB, they've done a great job on him.
Ball on the ground, just inside forward 50 here for Collingwood. No one's coming out with it, so ball up. Lysette, Grundy, Sheed, bounce through his hands. No one's able to come away with it again. Eventually they get it out. Marston around the body, there is Darling. Full presentation to the footy outer side, but he can't go quickly. He's got Kennedy one out if he wants to go there. Short ball instead and finds Sheed.
Yeah, they just can't go fast at all from halfback, can they? Every time a player marks it, it just stagnates. And now we've basically gone back from where Darling marked it. Whereas Collingwood, when they get it, they turn and go quickly.
And they had one-on-ones, Roosie. So I don't think they should knock back one-on-ones. If they're outnumbered, I understand going slow. But when you see a one-on-one up there, you've got the tall targets. Have a crack at it.
Hutchings has got to measure this one. Did it pretty well for Maston.
Yeah, I think they've got to recognise that, Jody. This game style is not going to work today as it did against Melbourne and also against Collingwood around 17.
Darling presented, but then had it fisted away from him. Main went without. Beautifully picked up. Crisp. Nice ball sliced its way through to Thomas. There's a nice bit of forward pressure put on by Shuey. Big tackle. He's going to get it back to Shuey. From Lacrae, short balls, nice to Cripps. Cripps wants to go inside 50. He's got players open. He goes to the fat side of the ground. Kennedy taken out of it brilliantly by Maynard. And now the football goes over with Goldsack, and it'll be thrown in.
Having a bit of hesitation there, Ruzzi and Juddy from Cripps. It was a quick play opportunity and just not in their instinct to do it, is it?
They just don't want to go fast at all, Dust, do they? It's quite strange to see. They've got a great forward line, but they're reluctant to go in nice and quick to them.
31 plays, 15. 16-point lead to the Magpies. 8 minutes gone in the second term. Side bottom in defence to Pendlebury. Loops a handball over the top to Treloar, and they just exit that clearance situation with a lot more ease than the West Coast Eagles. And now the pick Greenwood at halfback.
That's not the style of footy you associate with a grand final, Duke. It's too clean away from a stoppage. Usually it's quick kids and quick kicks and huge pressure.
With Mason Cox, the target down the line. And a free kick's been picked out here at half forward. And Adam Treloar, what a remarkable story. He was 8 weeks out of the game, a couple of hamstring injuries, a surgery. He's found his way back into great form in this final series.
Goes high. Defensive thump away from Majacek. He goes back and tries to find it. Goes to ground, Majacek. Picked up by Lysette. Handball to Shuey. Worked. The block is pretty good. And again, Jetta does some disco dancing. Releases a handball that eventually found its way into the hands of Shuey. That's not a great ball. And the numbers out here all wearing Collingwood jumpers. Howe goes inside 50. High ball and marked by McGovern.
Cox appealing for a free kick. He just can't find access to the footy, the big American, so far in this game. McGovern, that is a better looking kick. Can she get it moving quicker? He pirouettes, he twists, he turns, he looks around. Just indecisive. Duggan, Redden, they steer it out wide to Darling, who's got to compete with Howe. Jack Darling, no impact yet on this grand final. Handball's in front of himself. And a boundary thrown. Jack Darling, please, two men.
Stars, only three possessions, one mark and scoreless.
Gee, even then he was in the box seat to take a really easy, sort of half-contested mark and ran himself back under the ball.
Throw in, 50 from home. Grundy, Lysette, Sheed's hands pretty good. Shuey's kicked, smothered, bouncing dangerously for the West Coast Eagles. There is Darling. Spins out of about three tackles, but couldn't spin out of the fourth. Holding the ball.
This is where you wonder if that quiet game that Darling had in 2015, he's had a quiet start to this game. That's when the mental demons will start to appear.
He just looks well off the pace, yeah. Doesn't he, Juddy? For a grand final, even that, you've got no time and space to pirouette and do a little shimmy, etc., etc. He looks well off the mark at the moment.
Main short to side bottom to Brodie Grundy. Magpies at halfback. They're on the Great Southern Stand wing side of the MCG. Long ball down the line.
Block the rest.
Free kick going the way of the West Coast Eagles.
And this is an indication of their game style, Eagles. They've had 17 chains from defensive 50 for only two inside 50. So it's really hard for them to bring the ball coast to coast with their game style. They have to win stoppages. They have to get re-entries to win this game of football.
Tommy Brass loads up the long bomb. And we get a big pack mark for the Eagles out the back. The Magpies are well organised in defence off hands. And a boundary throw-in.
So they get another stoppage look inside forward 50, the Eagles. See what they can do with it. Lysette. Grundy. Through comes Elliot Yeo. Handball's just out into green grass. Nicely done from Crisp. Got it to side bottom. Good ball to Maynard. And Maynard has it half back. Long ball. Phillips has got himself out the back. Beautiful kick.
Gave up dangerous space there, did Maston, JB. There's a lot of space over the back. Maston got his positioning wrong.
And Phillips has got Majacek on short. Goes there eventually. Took a long time to get him. He's just allowed to go by McGovern.
Yeah, McGovern just sitting back, JB. Here he is now coming into this contest.
Go in that region. Cox has got about four to beat in the air. Brought it to the front. Redden went and found the footy. Handball to Duggan. Duggan's long left football. Vardy's just come on the ground, takes a nice mark.
He's a nice athlete, his Nath Vardy. It was a good mark. Handball missed the target. Main played it well. Oh, Chris Main ducked back in. Missed tackle opportunity. Oh. I can hear the groans in the back row, Ruzzi.
Oh, it's terrible by Lacrae.
So now the other way, Adams to the hard-working Majacek. He's got a target down the line. It was Degoe, but sliding in. Barras has been really strong back there for the West Coast Eagles.
The defence has been exceptional, Darcy. They've really kept them in this game, haven't they?
Wide to Hutchings from McGovern. Hutchings can stretch away from side bottom. And then wants to go with the little one to Cripps. Gets to him on the wing. Cripps comes inboard. Hearn's got to pick up the half volley. Go back by hand to Cripps. He goes to half forward. No one home. Howell takes a simple mark in front of Darling.
Jeremy Howard, halfback. Liam Ryan back out there for the West Coast Eagles, which is clearly good news. They need some spark, West Coast. Down the line, Mason Cox. Out the back, Grundy working really hard. The big ruckman wanting to release the handball here to Pendlebury. Inboard, found Treloar. Now over the top, can they pick it up and get it to Scott Pendlebury's worked really hard. Being tracked back there by Hearn. He can't keep it in. We'll have a boundary throw in. 35 metres around from the Magpies. City End goal. They lead it 5-1-31. The West Coast Eagles 2-3-15. That's on the Triple M Ream scoreboard.
Barras and McGovern, 6 centre set mark. They're keeping them the game, aren't they, really? Their defence, the Eagles' defence has been outstanding.
This quarter is 14 minutes old and we haven't had a goal. Back to Sire, just inside 50. All the way back now to Crisp. Sits a high one up. McGovern at the back. Majacek couldn't hang on. Ryan, not clean to Jetta. He wasn't clean. Hard out at Varco. Nice and brilliant. Jetta went back and found the footy. Coughed it up again, though. Collingwood in number. Look out. Ryan went hard after Maynard. Pounded into him. Maynard still down. Ball up.
There's a huge bump by Ryan on Maynard. That could be the spark that West Coast needs. Side bottom's coming in to remonstrate. There is nothing illegal about it. Maynard was in the air and he fairly just bumped him right in the chest. Brilliant effort.
Tough boy, Braden Maynard, but he has had the wind completely taken out. You'd be a bit concerned about ribs. We'll get down to Dr. Owen White in a moment. He's very, very sore, Braden Maynard. Appears to be coming straight off the ground. So Liam Ryan with a bit of physical presence. Now at half forward, Treloar tracking the footy, did really well. Got it back to Phillips, wanting Mason Cox. Not a good ball for a 211-centimetre ruckman. It was a half volley. McGovern worked him off it. Oh, well done, Big Mace. Came back. Effected a good tackle, and they keep it inside their forward 50. Might get down to Doc. What do you think about Maynard?
Yeah, Maynard, right ribs, but not bad enough for him to have a go at Liam Ryan to go clean him up. Look, he looks to be okay. The docs are taking a bit of a check. I think he should be okay.
Thrown in ball. Grundy down. Sire just hoisted high. Duggan, well done.
Yeah, great mark. Coming back with a fly of the ball. Fantastic mark by Duggan. Again, defensive Eagles, outstanding.
It's 11 inside 50s West Coast. Only 5 to Collingwood. So you're right, Rosie. Intercept marks. Keep him in this game.
Vardy's got to park himself under the footy. It was pounded away from him. Grundy walked into a tackle. Went back and found it with brilliance. And then couldn't quite get the footy to sit in his hands. And we're going to have a ball up. 2-3-15 West Coast, 5-1-31 Collingwood. No goals scored in 16 minutes in this second term for McDonald's. Triple M rocking the grand final. Locked up footy again. Elliot Yeo can't get it out of there. And we'll have a ball up.
The ruckman have been fantastic. What's Grundy had? 3.
Yeah, 3 touches.
Yeah, they've done a great job.
Lysette and Vardy have really gone to work, haven't they, Ruzio?
Yeah.
Big Brody Grundy. Yeo tried to squeeze a handball underneath Phillips. It couldn't get through, so it'll be thrown back in 65 metres around from the Pies goal. Maynard straight back out there for the Magpies. No ill effects. And Triple M rocking the grand final thanks to Maccas.
Elliot Yeo.
Starting to work his way into the game, JB.
And Darling's taken in a really savage tackle from Jeremy Howe. Pounded over the line. Ball in.
It's interesting. All the moves have sort of worked. You know, the Hutchins side bottom's going well for West Coast. The Yeo Greenwood's going well for Collingwood. And the ruckman we talked about doing a really good job. So coaches both having pretty good days today.
So hold on Vardy. And he can bring it away. He wants to move it quickly. High ball. Langdon parked under the footy. Took a really good mark. Ed players coming from all directions, swirling.
I don't know how far Darling thinks that Vardy can kick the ball, but he was 80 metres away from that kick.
Good centering ball to Stevenson. Gets it to Degoe, streaming through the G. Long ball forward. It's now a foot race. Majacek getting back there. Schofield with him. And as Paul Roos said, they have defended so well. Ball over the line for a behind.
A little lead-up kick there, Roosy. To go, he had Treloar coming at him and decided to go the long one to the square.
I think they're backing their pace, aren't they, inside 50? There was probably, you probably misinterpreted what was in front of him there because it was Majacek versus about three Eagles players. But that's when the go fast of Collingwood backing their forward line.
Now Duggan sends a long ball down the line. Cripps the intended target. How? Oh, beautifully done at halfback. He has completely blanketed.
Gee, Darling's just not reading the play at all.
He looks listless out there, Jack Darling.
Yep.
No impact at all so far. This ball's on the southern stand wing with Degoe. Back in board. Taylor Adams continues to work hard and find the footy. Short one to Stevenson. Kicked a couple of first quarter goals. As JB said, no goals kicked in this second quarter. It's a 17-point lead to the Magpies.
That's after seven in the first term. So West Coast have achieved the first thing they had to do, which is stop the bleeding.
Well, what we thought was going to be a strength was Eagles' forward line. It's been a real weakness in this quarter.
Langdon. Real dangerous ball. It was flopping around in the air. Now McGovern can go wide. Vardy can go and claim the footy. And now he sits it out in front of Lacroix. It's a foot race. Lacroix and Maynard. Maynard got rid of him. Venables comes in. It's a good pickup from Venables. The handball trying to find Elliot Yeo, who hasn't been able to impact this game. Ryan's hands were pretty good. Here's Lacroix. High ball forward. Cripps in pretty good shape in the air. Can't quite find him. Howe did well. Now it's one-on-one. Rioli closes it down. The umpire has a good look. And he wants to throw it up.
Back in, Jamie. Jamie, you pulled it back into him.
And Maynard's gone off, boys, on the looks like a shoulder or something down there, Darce.
Yeah, we'll get an update with the doc. We saw him get a big knock to the ribs. He came back out and Dr. Rowan White will wheel over at Roosy in a moment. The Magpies get it to halfback. Thomas, that was an ambitious flick back out into the corridor. Greenwood did well. Big footed he won. Pendlebury, right, Barris both created an opportunity with courage. Sire, though. And again, Jade, it's the Magpies that get away from the stoppage. A bit cleaner.
Just cleaner, and then they've got all the spread. Hoskin Elliott's run past about three West Coast players to get on the end of this one.
Oh, gut-running effort. Majacek's kick was like a gridiron play to the touchline, and Hoskin Elliott made it his own. Will Hoskin Elliott short to Degoe. He got space. He was unmarked. Jordan Degoe said, you know what I'll do? I'll kick the first goal of the second quarter, and the Magpies get a big blow. They go to 6-2-38. The West Coast at 2-3-15. Jordan Degoe kicks his second on the Triple M Ream scoreboard.
Just, again, big moments. Jeremy McGovern, and I talked before the game about how he watches the ball the whole time, had his back to the ball, was walking back inside defensive 50, hands on hips, and the ball got handballed to Jordan Degoe, and McGovern didn't even watch the ball, Juddy.
Jed, it was another one. He was watching it unfold only 20 metres away. Didn't even move across until it was too late. Their alertness, their arousal level, the West Coast Eagles just hasn't been able to match Collingwood in this game so far.
Doc, Bob Jane, Team Arts.
Yeah, Braden Maynard out in the rooms after copping that bad knock for his ribs about 5 or 10 minutes ago. Comes off with a left shoulder injury. Looks like an AC joint. I do not think it's dislocated.
Thanks for that, Doc. Out of the middle. Cox ran over the footy. Through came Lacroix. Got a little break on it, but then missed with the attempted soccer. Thomas, Pendlebury, centre of the G. Goes wide. Big, long, ranging lead there from Majacek. McGovern went without the footy. Now he went back and found it. His hands were pretty good. Marston off a step. Rioli got a couple to beat and was unable to do that. Hoskin Elliott was good. Back to Pendlebury. Lays it across the boot. Treloar has it broken out of his hands. Good rundown tackle from Rioli. Eagles get it to half forward. Lysette handballs it back to Jeddah. Got to make something of these forward thrusts.
Oh, Lacroix
beautifully done.
Himself.
Ryan can square this ball to Lacroix. He goes with a handball over the top. Simple goal coming up to Hutchings. And the West Coast Eagles respond.
Yeah, they did. Really important couple of balls on the other side of the ground. So, again, they just need to win it centre forward because their ball movement from the fence hasn't been great. So just a couple of big moments, Juddy, there that went in the Eagles' favour, which we haven't seen so far.
Triple M Ream scoreboard, 3-3-21 West Coast, 6-2-38 Collingwood.
It's the first time you really see West Coast get out the back of Collingwood. So far today, Collingwood have been able to keep the West Coast forwards in front of them. They've been able to control the play for them at that time. Just got out the back, and they're the sort of easy goals you're used to West Coast getting in the home and away season.
Paul Roos, Chris Jard, the Triple M special comments. We've played 22 minutes in the second quarter with 3:38 now remaining until the halftime siren. 17-point margin. It was 17 points to the Magpies at quarter time, and that is what it is, Grundy. That's a good tackle. Wrapped up, Redden.
Oh, no, umpire.
Paul Roos
no.
back there.
No.
That doesn't seem in keeping with the context of the way this game's been played.
Oh, please. Redden didn't have any prior opportunity and got tackled.
Grundy says, I don't care, I'm getting on with it. And he gets it down deep. Varko front and centre. He's a front and centre specialist. Varko, can he bend it back? No. Minor score. 6-3-39. Collingwood 3-3-21. The West Coast on your Triple M Ream scoreboard.
Shannon Hearn to bring it in. Not a lot for him to go to. So he kicks to himself and runs to the outer side. Long and wide, Rioli, Main, got a push, no free for him. Yo, ground level. And there's a high contact free, going Collingwood's way.
It's interesting, Johnny, the couple of times they have moved it quick, which has only happened maybe once or twice, they've actually opened Collingwood up.
Crisp, out of side, measures that kick, but Hearn's able to take it in front of Stevenson. West Coast Eagles starting to get the vocal cords moving. They're not sure they're getting looked after as well as they should be. Wide ball. Shuey. Lysette drops what he should have taken but gives it off to Yo. Yo tumbles it out in front of Rioli. Hutchings with him. Rioli went to ground. A little underground one to Hutchings. And he just can't get free out of play.
Hey, Judd, it feels like West Coast have looked better with Lysette as a forward and Darling not in that role. They've got through a lot better.
I think you're right. I think Vardy in the ruck looks like a better option than Lysette at this stage as well. So that combined with Shannon Hearn starting to control the ship down back, they look like they're getting their way into this game.
Chris Jard, Paul Roos back there. This one's going to be tossed up again. Great Southern Stan wing side.
Really good point about Lysette, Darcy. And because he's reading the play, Darling wasn't even getting near the ball.
Yeah, Collingwood's tackles 52-31. Their pressure rating 208. AFL average 181.
Chain of handballs. Duggan walks into some trouble but gets himself out of it. Redden now turns and goes to half forward. Hutchings gets the one hand to it, unable to take it. Kennedy came in, tucked in the pocket. Great smother. It was Langdon diving as we get down to you, Doc.
Maynard back on the bench with that left shoulder taped up. He would have got a bit of local anaesthetic. He's right to go.
Doc Rowan White doing a great job with Nerilee Meadows for Bob Jane Team Arts. This ball's going to be thrown in. 50 from home, West Coast. Can they make it two in a row for the first time in the game? Shuey picked it off. The snap from Shuey. There we go. There we go. Two in a row, West Coast. 6-3-39 Collingwood. 4-3-27 West Coast. Triple M Ream scoreboard. They actually did kick two in a row late in that first term.
Score from stoppage, Roosie, and that still looks like their most likely scoring source at this stage. It forces them to go quick. It forces them to not overthink it. And Shuey getting on the end of it there.
He's had 17 disposals, 6 clearances of goal. So you're right, absolutely. Visually, it's the way they have to score, isn't it? Because the defence has been a fantastic intercept marking and saved them a lot. But there's no way knowing they're going to be able to bring the ball from defence to attack often enough to kick a winning score. So they have to dominate clearances, and they're starting to get on top in that area.
Touch of magic from Luke Shuey, the Chemist Warehouse, home to big savings every day. The Chemist Warehouse replay has been a big part of our coverage on Triple M Footy in 2018 as that ball favoured Grundy. The umpire mysteriously let it go. Spills out to the wing. Hoskin, Elliott, Rioli. They've up their rating here, the West Coast. Well played with the Rioli. Luke Shuey now ends up with Sheed, who kicks a real 9-iron down the line. Easy pickings for Langdon. Fists it forward looking for Main. Duggan body lined it well. Here's Shuey really starting to make this ball his own. Rioli to Hearn. Lead up target. Kennedy Langdon. Sliding attempt. Grundy got wrapped up from behind. Vardy got him. Up by, lets it go. Loose ball inside 50. The Eagles. Chris back there. Magpies under all sorts of pressure all of a sudden. Lysette back in there. And Treloar got him. 35 metres out. Punt road end. West Coast trail by 12 points.
Their tackle rating looks like it's going up, West Coast. That's the most intense. They've pressured the ball in their forward 50 this half.
50 seconds left. Can they sneak another one here? The Eagles. Liam Ryan went and got it. He got pounded in a tackle. Adams a little kick. It ain't going to clear the area. Redden went and got it. Called to go. Elliot Yeo, big, big ball. It's in half forward. Someone's got to win it. It was Jetta, but he coughed it up. Side bottom around the body, but he's going to kick it back to the West Coast Eagles defence. Schofield from Cole. Now some composure back there. Schofield, a wide ball, a really good one. Dom Sheed in all sorts of space. Dropped the mark. Hutchings around the body. High ball. Kennedy, did he get a push out? I think he might have. No free for him, though. Puts a really good tackle on, and the ball goes out of play.
11 seconds until the halftime siren. The West Coast have got some nice momentum at the moment. They've kicked the last two goals. Back to a 12-point ball game. Just three goals kicked in this second quarter. Eagles deep in attack. Can they sneak a late one here? Important seconds. Side bottom, Sire, awkward ball, Grundy, there's the halftime siren. And this is evenly poised here at the MCG. 6-3-39 the Magpies. They lead the West Coast Eagles 4-3-27. Paul Roos, Chris Judd, the special comments team as Chua. We've got Nerilee Meadows in the dock. Only real issue injury-wise is Braden Maynard. We'll hear from the dock about that at halftime. Lots to look forward to at halftime. What a grand final it's been. It is the Magpies who lead it by 12 points as thanks to McDonald's. Triple M rocks the grand final.
This Triple M Footy Classic call for Trade Institute Victoria. Study building and construction from home. Go to tiv.vic.edu.au. For McDonald's.
Triple M rocks footy.
Get your exclusive AFL Team 2020 Captain's Cards from Macca's. Free with any family box purchase.